This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In Iraq, two of the country's main Shiite political parties are locked in a bitter struggle. Dawa, the party of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, and the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq are allies at the national level. But in the Shiite heartland of southern Iraq, competition between the two parties is growing fierce. Both are jockeying for power ahead of provincial elections early next year. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro traveled to southern Iraq and found local tribal leaders caught in the middle.
The tribe is angry. Dozens of men with deeply lined faces framed by checkered headdresses chant in support of their sheikh. Around them are the lush rice paddies of this rural area in the southern province of Diwania. Sheikh Nabil al-Ubaidi, who heads the al-Fatla tribe, has gathered his people to protest.
Last Monday, our house was raided. There was no legal reason for it.
The sheikh was hosting a celebration to mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan when six vehicles bearing Iraqi special police forces surrounded the Mudif, or tribal reception hall. Sheikh Nabil says they were targeted because he has recently joined a so-called tribal support council. Sponsored by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, these newly created councils are made up of members of important tribes across the south. Their ostensible aim is to give the tribes a role in maintaining local security and the provision of services. The councils are funded and directed by Maliki's office. Sheikh Nabil says the creation of the councils has caused trouble, though.
Those that oppose these tribal councils believe they are biased, favoring Maliki's Dawa party.
He and other tribal leaders here believe that Dawa's main rival, the Supreme Islamic Council, was behind the police raid and others that have targeted the tribal councils. The Supreme Islamic Council currently controls many of the provincial governments in the south, and that includes the local police forces. Supreme Council leaders have called Maliki's move to establish the tribal councils a blatant attempt to garner votes for the prime minister's Dawa party. Sheikh Mukhlis al-Budairi, deputy head of one of the tribal councils, says that a tribe's endorsement of a particular party or candidate can have a huge effect.
The tribes are the base of society here, and without them, no one can get to power.
And now he says the tribes are at the center of the struggle between the two Shiite parties.
They're trying to provoke and intimidate us to vote one way or the other.
The upcoming provincial elections, tentatively set for the end of January, will be a test of Iraq's nascent democracy. There's already been a rise in the number of political assassinations in the south ahead of the vote. And that concerns Major General Michael Oates, who oversees southern Iraq for the U.S. military.
And when the results are announced, some people who currently hold power no longer will hold power. Do they transfer power peacefully, effectively, or do people who are voted out of office decide to hold on to it through other means?
The Supreme Council was founded in Iran in the early 1980s by Shiites who had fled the oppression of Saddam Hussein's regime. It has extensive funding, vast power in the provinces, and maintains close ties with the Iranian government. But it's now being blamed for many of the continuing problems in the south: lack of infrastructure, few services, and grinding poverty. Maliki's party has been gaining in popularity of late, thanks largely to a string of successful security operations ordered by the prime minister in Iraq's south and Baghdad's Shiite slum of Sadr City. With the additional backing of the tribes, Dawa could do very well at the polls. Supreme Council officials are now demanding that the tribal support councils be disbanded. Abdul Razak al-Nasrawi is with the Supreme Council in the southern province of Babel.
These support councils are illegal and unconstitutional. We do not want the tribes to become politicized.
Back at the tribal reception hall, the head of the al-Fatla tribe, Sheikh Nabil al-Ubaidi, says he expects more trouble.
It is an election period, so the rivalry between the two parties is going to increase. Each side is going to try and win in any way possible.
He's already made up his mind, though. He will vote for candidates belonging to Maliki's party, and he will tell the members of his tribe to do the same. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.